N4ZLK Mobile.
He's sitting right next to me. I just got in the truck like 10 seconds before you called me. Hello, Shane. Good afternoon. Happy Thursday, I think it is.
I heard you call out earlier. I was on the phone with Beth, and I was debating. Say, Beth, sorry, I gotta go. I've gotta take an important phone call. A radio call. But I decided not to. Anyway, I hope you're well. This is your normal traveling up to South Carolina day. Are you reversing it?
Well, I would be just about ready to leave the house right now to go down to Lori's office and pick her up. But no, I had to run into town and get a couple of things at Ingles. So, just a quick down and back. I left She Who Must Be Obeyed at home. And, just kind of being lazy today. I took a nap. I did do a little bit of cleaning and tidying up. Lori's in the process of tackling the master bedroom closet, which is, for all practical purposes, her closet. I got squeezed out of there years ago.
You have a closet down there, downstairs in the shack. How's it? How is it in the house? I know it's humid out, but it's really not that hot. You guys surviving, or did you get out to get in the AC in your truck?
It was nice and pleasant when I cranked it up to 60 degrees here in the truck. It's a little humid in the house, but it's not bad. I did talk to Dave this morning, and he's going to come by tomorrow, probably in the afternoon. Hopefully it won't be anything too major.
Somebody clearing their throat with a New York accent.
You got, wow, man, oh man, KB2H, accent.
John here. Hope your trip to North Carolina was successful.
Well, it was kind of partially successful. I found one problem, and then we found the second one once we gassed it back up. I got to change an expansion valve. So I got one on order, and it'll probably come in next week. But go ahead, Shane.
Is that somebody I know up there? I heard you say it was a fellow ham in North Carolina. Go ahead.
He came through Patrick. His name is Cliff. I believe it's KD4CTJ. KD4CTJ, Cliff.
I don't know if Patrick had something going on. I hadn't spoken with him about that. Go ahead, John. N4ZLK.
Hey, well, I'm wondering if you only specialize in ham radio operator systems there, Dave. I'm sure there's enough of us out here probably to keep you busy.
Well, I'll gladly work on my fellow ham systems, but we got to kind of keep that kind of conversation off the air.
Roger. Well, we'll talk about it tomorrow, but everything's good at the house. It's not incredibly warm or anything, so we're surviving just fine. Got the got one of the sliders open. I got the front door open. A couple ceiling fans going. And it's actually only 72 in the house, so it's comfortable. Humidity's in the mid-60s, which is a little humid, but hey, probably like you, Dave, and I'd almost bet like Shane, we all grew up without air conditioning. We'll survive for a couple days.
We didn't have one all through the 70s. Of course, that's the only decade I remember, the earliest decade I remember. I'm sorry, not the only one. That'd be terrible. Earliest decade I remember. It was probably mid-80s before we had an air conditioner. We had a little window unit. I take that back, but that was it.
Up on Long Island, and if you wanted air conditioning, you went down to the basement to keep cool. Right, John?
Exactly right. I don't think I knew anybody that had air conditioning. I think my girlfriend in high school, they had a couple of wall units or window units. Certainly wasn't central air, but my mom and dad had a had a friend that was very, very wealthy. They lived in the swanky part of town, and they actually had central air conditioning in their house, and I just thought that was like a marvel. I mean, because nobody had central air. So, you know, now, just about, you know, especially in the South, you can't live without air conditioning. I don't know how y'all did it in the South, Shane. You know, one thing for Dave and I not to have air, but living in the South without air conditioning, man, that's rough duty.
We would turn on the air unit for 30 minutes to an hour in the evening, and we kind of stand there and cool off, and then at nighttime we would just have fans blowing or something, or the windows open and a ceiling fan trying to fall asleep. But, you know, that's all we knew, so we really didn't think about it. My mother came over from England. She married my dad in 60 or 61. And they went from England to Florida. And of course in England, most of them didn't have any AC at the time, and pretty high up in climate wise anyway. But she said that she would get out and just go to the grocery store and walk around just to cool off, because the grocery store had AC. She just was sweltering in that Florida heat.
Yeah, you have to have AC in Florida. That's right. Well, gentlemen, I'm going to hang the mic up here. You two talk. John, I'll see you tomorrow afternoon. I'll get a hold of you when I'm on my way. And Shane, you just behave yourself out there.
Looking forward to your call. And have a good, safe drive out there, wherever you may be. And, Florida. And no air conditioning. Shane, I got to tell you a funny story. When I moved to Atlanta, I lived in an apartment for a couple months, and a couple of my good buddies from college moved down. And we all went and rented this big house in Decatur, east of Atlanta. Beautiful house. Big brick ranch house, 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. Perfect for 4 guys, and no one noticed that the house didn't have air conditioning. We didn't realize that until we moved in, and we lived there 2 years without air conditioning.
Funny, you know, you get used to what you have, and you have to make do. And I'll bet you were probably paying what, a whole $75 a month apiece or something for that rent.
Very reasonable at the time. I think the whole house was $600, so I think it was $150 a month.
Yeah, well, 73. Have a good drive back down the mountain. Be careful. And John, I'm pulling into a pickup. I got to swap out a trailer, so I have to hop in and out. I'm glad I got to hear you today. I saw you on the signal. They were trying to talk you into figuring out your own AC problem there. I know some guys can do it. I'm not that technical when it comes to some of that stuff.
The condensate pump gets clogged up. I can handle that. I've replaced the condensate pump once. But, yeah, no, I just leave it to the professionals. I know my limitations, Shane. So I'll let you go. I'm at the four-way stop here anyway at Holly Springs, so I'll be at the house in 3-4 minutes. Appreciate the call there, and we'll catch you later, K4WCO.
Peter, say hello to Miss Lori. Good to hear you. K4WCL, N4, is that okay?